VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Ashley. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hey guys, how's it going? This is Ashley and welcome to today's Pronunciation Challenge. Everyone must have played Rock, Paper, Scissors before, right? Although the rules are simple, the game is not boring at all. In fact, the game has remained popular for centuries. I believe it is enjoyable because it does not require much technique to become a winner. All you have to do is choose one out of the three options. Even if you lose in one round, you are very likely to beat the other players in the next round. But do you know that for some species, rock, paper, scissors is not just a game? Today's video introduces us to a kind of animal called the side-blotched lizard. For these little reptiles, the results of their inner competition have a lot to do with their reproduction. Want to learn more about what's happening among these amazing creatures? We can go check it out in the video later. But for now, let's take a look at the sentence of the day. If the females were to have a change of heart and stop going for the underdog, well, then one color might win out, another might disappear entirely. 如果雌蜥蜴改变心意，不再选择弱者，那么其中一种颜色就可能胜出，让另一种颜色完全消失。好，那我们首先来看看连音的部分。这个句子里面有蛮多连音的。第一个连音出现在 have 和 a 中间，我们可以念成 have, have。第二个连音在 change 和 of 中间，所以念成 change of, change of。再来是句子的比较后面。Win 和 out 可以合起来念成 win out, win out。那句子的最后面 disappear 和 entirely 可以念成 disappear entirely。好，那接下来是在这个句子的中间，那个 underdog 的前面，是不是有个 the？ 那这里的 the 我们不是念的，而是要念 the。所以原本这个 THE 的母音就从弱化母音的 a 变成长音的 e。 那为什么会这样呢？是因为它后面接的这个字 underdog 是 U 开头的嘛，那 U 这个 a 的发音是一个母音，当我们 THE 碰到母音的时候，发音就会变成 D， 所以这里是 the underdog。 那再来讲一下 underdog 这个字的最后一个音节，它的母音 o 如果是习惯念英式发音的话，那可以念成 underdog。 那如果是习惯美式发音的话，最后一个音节的母音 o 我们会发比较像是 a、啊、a、啊、的声音，所以念成 underdog。 If the females were to have a change of heart and stop going for the underdog, well then one color might win out, another might disappear entirely。 好，那我们接下来进到单字的部分。首先第一个单字是 female， female。 那这个字可以做名词，名词的意思就是女性或者是雌性的生物，讲人或者是讲动植物都可以。所以这里举一个例句， The snake here is a female, I can tell it by its size。 这是一条雌蛇，我可以从它的大小判断出来。Female 这个字除了当名词之外，也可以当形容词加在名词的前面，意思是女性的或者是雌性的。所以再提供一个例句， According to the experienced actress Jodie Foster, for more than 5 decades in her acting career, she had only made one movie with a female director. 据资深演员朱蒂·福斯特所言，在他50余年的演艺事业期间，他只有和一位女性导演拍过一部电影。那如果我们今天把 female 这个字前面的 fe 给去掉，变成 male， 那意思就会是 男性的、雄性的，或者是男性、雄性生物的意思，一样也是做形容词和名词使用哦。那我们的第二个字是 underdog， 这个字是一个名词，在这里的意思是指比赛中不被看好的一方。我们可以来看看这个例句： People used to think Sam was the underdog, but he finally proved to be a dark horse. 大家以前都不看好山姆，但结果他是个黑马。这个字也有另外一个意思，也是名词，所以 underdog 这个字前面如果加一个 the underdog，也有弱势族群或者是弱势的一方的意思。那注意哦，在这时候 the underdog 的这个 underdog 是不需要加复数的，我们不需要给它加 s 就可以指涉一群弱势族群。所以比如说 The candidate promises that he will improve the life of the underdog if he is elected as mayor. 这名候选人承诺，如果他选上市长，他就会改善弱势族群的生活。那我们来进到我们的最后一个单字 entirely， 完全的。那这个字是个副词，它和 completely、 totally 都是同样的意思，所以也可以互相替换。那我们可以来看一个句子： Although his hypothesis was not entirely accurate, it solved a lot of mysteries that scientists had been puzzling over. 他的假说虽然并不完全正确，但它解开了很多科学家苦思已久的谜团。Okay, that's it for today. While we humans casually play rock, paper, scissors for fun, there are creatures that depend on it to mate and to reproduce. Isn't it fascinating to learn that the subtle balance of the three parties has never been broken, even after 50 million years?Mother Nature is really full of wonders. Well, this is the end of this episode. Feel free to comment below. And before you go, don't forget to leave your recordings. I'm Ashley, and I'll see you guys next Sunday. Bye!